nutrition experts, getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Boy, it seems like just about everybody has a sensitive to dairy these days. Unbelievable. It's lactose intolerance is a buzzword. It's common. And it's primarily focused on cow's milk. And it makes you want to know why. Why are we all suddenly so sensitive to cow's milk? Well, here to help us answer that question and learn more about this is Dr. Annie Salzberg. She's a doctor of naturopathy. And she has a great, great understanding of how to deal with dairy sensitivities. Dr. Salzberg, I'm so glad you're here because I personally love, love, love cheddar cheese, Swiss cheese, Gouda cheese, you name it. I love cheese. But it doesn't love me, and I'm just wondering why so many of us are now struggling with dairy sensitivities.
Well, thanks so much, Ellen, for having me here today. And you bring up a really good point. I think cow milk sensitivity is exceptionally common. And I think the main reason for that is that cow milk can be difficult to digest. And when I explain this to folks, I usually explain it in that there are two main reasons. The first has to do with the nature of the proteins found in cow milk. And the second has to do with the integrity of our own gut. So what you want to know is that cow milk proteins tend to form a larger and firmer curd in the gut compared to other more naturally easy to digest proteins such as those found in goat milk. And so the other piece is that the gut, which is obviously very important in terms of digesting food, when it's subjected to injury or irritation, so if there's inflammation in the gut, which can be the result of certain medications like antibiotics or even stress, you know, we get a compromised integrity, and then this can really contribute to inadequate food breakdown. So it's really the two of these together. And we know that food sensitivity, or specifically cow milk sensitivity, is an area where there's still a lot of research. But as I said from the outset, it's really common. And we believe that it can affect up to 30 to 50% of children. And we know there are some options such as goat milk, which can be easier to digest for these children.
Yeah, we're going to get into goat's milk because I do love goat's milk. And even you can have sheep's milk, but goats is my core of my dairy existence now as a result of all things you've just said. I think it's interesting that you mentioned that the gut, most people may be aware that there's a protein in the cow's milk that we have a problem digesting. I believe it's called lactose. We just don't have the enzyme for that, to digest that. We'll get that in a minute. But the fact that you mentioned that the health of the gut and that stress impacts the health of the gut and our ability to digest foods. I just wanted to, you know, bring that to everybody's attention. Stress is just not our friend, and we need to manage it a little bit better. But that's another show. So let's get back to the sensitivities and the allergies and the lactose intolerance. A lot of words, which you just sort of start at the beginning and share with our listeners what lactose intolerance is.
Sure. I'm really happy that you're asking for a bit more of a robust discussion on this because I think the terms are used often interchangeably and I would say incorrectly. It's important for folks to recognize that lactose intolerance, what we're talking about here is an inability to digest the milk sugar or the carbohydrate found in milk, so that and that's lactose. We're all born with an ability to digest lactose with that enzyme called lactase. It's actually quite uncommon for young children to not be able to digest lactose, but it is quite normal and typical for people to lose the ability to digest lactose with age. So as we get older, we lose that lactase enzyme, and we have a harder time breaking down the milk sugar. Now, when I'm talking about cow milk protein allergy or cow milk sensitivity, I'm talking a lot more about a difficulty with the protein found in cow milk. And when I'm specifically referring to cow milk protein allergy, I'm talking about something that's quite rare. I'm talking about a condition that affects 2 to 3% of children under the age of 6. This number drops to less than 1% after the age of 6. And it can be a really serious health problem or condition, and it really leads to an immediate reaction, or typically an immediate reaction that includes moderate to severe symptoms. That cow milk sensitivity, as I mentioned, is much more common, right? I mentioned that 30 to 50% of children, that again, it's an issue breaking down or dealing with the protein is leading to that gut irritation that you mentioned, and this is going to include those delayed mild to moderate symptoms that people see after they consume cow milk.
Okay, so we're talking about children, but children grow up. So as we get older, I mean, those 30%, say 30% of children grow up, and as adults, those 30% will still have that issue. not something you outgrow. But it seems to be that more and more adults are, is it because you get older that you become more lactose intolerant, or is this, you know, why is it we have so many adults?
Sure. So I think when we're speaking about intolerance or issues with cow milk related to cow milk consumption in adults, we may be seeing an overlap between lactose intolerance and cow milk sensitivity. Certainly, as I mentioned earlier, the ability to break down lactose does diminish with age, so it can be quite normal and typical. Obviously, depending on certain ethnicities, it's maybe more often seen than in others. But certainly, there can be an overlap. If folks already had an issue with cow milk sensitivity with that protein, but then also, on top of that, have a developing concern or problem with the lactose, well, then they're really having a hard time with the full package of cow milk. But it's important to recognize that lactose is the same regardless of source, so meaning that there's lactose in goat milk and sheep's milk and cow milk and breast milk, etc. So I think it's important that people, especially, I know you're talking about adults as well, but I always try to make that distinction so that people really understand what's at the root of their symptoms.
Right. Okay, so we've got that down. Now we know that goat's milk is a good alternative. At least it has been for me and many others. So you want to explain that and then give us some great ideas of how to use that?
Sure. So the main reason why goat milk is a great alternative for folks with cow milk sensitivity is because it forms a softer and smaller and looser curd in the gut compared to those large, tough cow milk proteins. So what we see is a lot less work to break it down. So we see much more digestive ease. So the way I often recommend it is when folks are older, whole goat milk, as you've experienced, can be a great alternative. I don't typically recommend whole goat milk for children under the age of 2. As you may know, whole goat milk will lack iron as well as folic acid. And so it's really nutritionally inadequate for younger children. In children younger 2, I now recommend Cabrita goat milk toddler formula because it's nutritionally complete, contains 22 vitamins and minerals, as well as EHA and ARA, which is obviously quite important for neurodevelopment.
Fantastic. So it tastes good. I'm telling everybody here that I love goat. I can use goat's milk. I don't drink goat's milk straight, but I can use it in cooking, et cetera. But goat cheese is my mainstay because I love cheese. But I also eat goat yogurt all the time, and it's just wonderful. So it tastes good. Give us some great ideas of how to serve it.
Well, I think that, you know, there's lots of different wonderful ways that people can use it. I think you mentioned that you like the taste. I think for folks who aren't accustomed to it, you know, they might be wondering how to introduce it to their family. I usually recommend a gentle, gradual approach, you know, put goat cheese, as you mentioned, you know, into foods that people will love, like crumble it into salads. You mentioned yogurt. Well, again, if especially young children or even adults like yogurt, Cabrita makes a lovely goat milk yogurt and fruit pouch. Again, you can easily trade that out. So I think, as you mentioned, there's a lot of goat milk foods out. There's more goat milk foods out there than ever before. And then again, if we're talking about transitioning younger ones to a goat milk formula, I typically would transition them over 5 days by combining it with curd formula and milk and then gradually increasing the amount of Cabrita and decreasing curd milk over 5 days. So I think if folks wanted to go to CabritaUSA.com, they will find on our website a number of recipes that provide a goat milk twist on classic food favorites that are made with goat milk products.
That is a great source. I'm going to spell that for everyone. It's Cabrita, CabritaUSA.com. CabritaUSA.com. You'll learn a lot more about goat milk products and how to serve them. I will say that we served yogurt. We lived in Turkey, so we learned the love of having yogurt at every meal. So we always serve goat yogurt every meal. And I encourage everybody to do that. It's so good for you. We haven't even talked about the nutritional value, but it's potent with that. So please learn more about your goat product options, your goat milk product options from www.cabritausa.com. Thank you, Dr. Salzberg. It has been so fabulous to have you with us, and it's straightened us out for standing. And everyone who's listening, you can share this podcast with your friends and listen to others, Radio Family Food Kitchen podcast on Radio MD.